states across the southeast dealing with the devastating aftermath of hurricane-turned-tropical storm Helene. The death toll tops 90 across several states. The destruction is massive, much of it from historic flooding. And now, Tropical Storm Kirk has formed out in the Atlantic. Forecasters expect it to become a powerful hurricane later in the week. Numbers released by Immigration and Customs Enforcement provide a shocking snapshot of the level of crime associated with illegal immigration.
ICE says as of July of this year, 662,566 illegal immigrants on its docket of those who are not detained have a criminal history. The numbers cover decades, and many of those not in federal custody may be held in state prisons for crimes including murder and other serious offenses. Gonzalez calls the data beyond disturbing and says the report should serve as a wake-up call to the Biden-Harris administration. He also vows to make sure ICE has the resources it needs to deport non-citizens with a criminal record. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the man accused of trying to assassinate former President Trump in his Florida golf course faces arraignment today.
58-year-old Ryan Ruth was arrested earlier this month after a Secret Service agent spotted him hiding in the bushes with a rifle at Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach. The man was seen before he was able to fire off any shots, but he did escape the scene. He was later apprehended by local police due to a bystander getting a picture of his license tag before he got away. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Some 45,000 longshoremen threatened to strike starting tomorrow, shuttering 36 ports from Maine to Texas and handle about half the goods shipped into and out of the U.S. On Wall Street, the Dow down 52 points. This is SRN News. Evangelicals for Harris launches another attack ad.
For the second time, the Political Action Committee is putting out a video making it look as though the late Billy Graham is criticizing Donald Trump. The latest spot juxtaposes footage of Graham's sermons on greed with clips of the former president. Billy's son Franklin is not happy about it, saying that when his father was alive, he, quote, appreciated the conservative values and policies of President Trump. Evangelicals for Harris is spending over $1 million on the campaign. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in the House are urging the IRS to reject tax-exempt status for Christian ministries unless they can specifically be defined as a church. Liberals expressed outrage recently when the Family Research Council was granted the right to be treated as an association of churches by the IRS. However, Congress has already passed laws granting churches and conventions or associations of churches special protections. This is SRN News. Amid the misery, the death, the destruction of war, an attempt to ease the terrible burden on some of the war's youngest, most vulnerable victims in Ukraine.
2 months after Russia bombed Ukraine's largest children's hospital, some of the young cancer patients are having their spirits boosted by some clowns. An initiative called the Bureau of Smiles and Support is in full swing, cheering up the kiddos who survived the bombing and then return to continue their cancer treatment. The volunteer clowns say while the kids may be in a lot of pain sometimes, there is nothing as warm as watching a frightened and sick little kid light up with a smile, maybe even giggle at a silly joke or a funny face. Jason Walker reporting.
Legendary singer, songwriter, actor Kris Kristofferson has died. His family says he died over the weekend at his home on Maui. Kris Kristofferson was 88 years old. More details at SRNnews.com.